As this weekend marks the 50th Super Bowl, we hear a lot of talk about various traditions. How many times has a team been in the game? When records were set or broken? What cities has it been played in? You might even have your own local traditions this weekend. You always make the same favorite recipe for the game. You always get together with the same group of friends. But this morning in our readings, we are reminded of a tradition that is not merely handing on customs and practices, but literally handing on a person. Sacred tradition, with a capital T, refers to the passing on of Jesus Christ from the time that he was on this earth until today. In our second reading today to the Corinthians, St. Paul gives us perhaps the best illustration we have of sacred tradition when he says, "For I handed on to you, as of first importance, what I also received, that Christ died for our sins." That is, Paul received the faith from others and was now passing it on. The Catechism defines sacred tradition as the living transmission of the message of the gospel. The living transmission of the message of the gospel. So why do we need tradition? Isn't the Bible enough? Well, one of our key starting points is to remember that when Jesus left this earth, he didn't leave behind a single thing written down. We have no writings of Jesus. What he did leave behind was a huge impact on his followers. And he commanded them to share the gospel with others. So that's what they did. And at first, they didn't write down anything either. They just told stories and teachings. But as the church got bigger and more spread out, that became more complex. So think of it this way. If I were to give you five numbers and ask you to repeat them back to me, could you do it? Should we try? Okay, here are your five numbers. 8, 16, 5, 4, and 23. Okay?
8, 16, 5, 4, 23.
All right, very good, very good. Okay, let's try it with a few more numbers this time. So 8, 16, 5, 4, 23, 19, 4, and 6. Okay?
8, 16, 5, 4, 23, 19, 4, 6.
Okay. That was pretty good. So one more time, and this time I'm going to bump it up to 15 numbers. Okay? So if I give you 15 different numbers, can you recite those 15 back to me? Now you might say, "Sure I can, Father. Hang on just a minute." Okay, now I'm ready. Give me the 15. We reach a point where what we receive is more than we can just keep in here. And we need it here, or here. You see, after Jesus left, the gospel was handed on in two ways. It was handed on orally, which is exactly what St. Paul is referring to today. I handed on to you what I also received. And it was passed on in writing, where the apostles and others, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, committed the message of salvation to writing in what would eventually be known as sacred scripture. And so if someone were to say, well, I don't need sacred tradition, all I need is the Bible. Well, it's important to remember that even the Bible is an example of sacred tradition. After all, remember that when St. Paul was alive, the New Testament didn't even exist yet. Jesus Christ was handed on first through example, through teaching, through prayer. And eventually out of that came letters and books and gospels. So to be clear, our Catholic faith comes to us from only one source. All revelation has God as its origin. But our faith comes to us in two distinct ways: through sacred scripture and through sacred tradition. Sacred tradition includes the liturgy, architecture, music, art, the Synod on the Family last year, the Second Vatican Council, all of which are part of the living transmission of the message of the gospel. Handing on Jesus Christ is more than just reciting a group of numbers. And it's more than 50 years of sports traditions. Through sacred scripture and sacred tradition, we are able to follow the example of St. Paul and hand on to others what was given to us.